More than 30 students have put their names in the box to potentially lead and represent Witsies in the next academic year. With the 2020-2021 elections drawing near, the outgoing SRC held a briefing this past week, reporting back on their programs and to also wish the incoming student leaders well. Outgoing SRC President Thuto Gabaphete gave an overview on the money that was raised by the SRC through various programs this year to assist in the registration and the accommodation of students.
I want to give also a brief overview around some of the programs that were there that were aimed at ensuring that some money is raised and channeled towards assisting students. We had a very comprehensive orientation week early in the year in January, where a substantive amount of money was raised and was rechanneled towards ensuring that some of the students that did not have money to register, etc., were assisted through that particular process. And it is through this money that the SRC was able to in fact donate 100,000 rands from its own budget towards the hardship fund of 17 million rands that was initially there at the beginning of the year. The fundraising and entrepreneurship office of the university of the SRC was targeted with ensuring that money is fundraised. The first program that we had was obviously the whole week programs that were there to raise some money, but we also throughout the year ensured that perhaps there are platforms that are created to raise money. The first of those platforms was the Wits Choir partnership that happened early this year, where the Wits Choir was opening up, was welcoming in partnership with the SRC, and all proceeds of that particular money, of that particular event, were channeled to the SRC, and that money was effectively used to assist some of the students that needed to be assisted. Secondly, we hosted a praise and worship concert, which for the first time in a number of years, we filled Great Hall to capacity, and all of that money was also raised towards ensuring that students are assisted with some of the issues that are there.
Gabaphete says there are programs that are still in the pipeline, which will be implemented at the end of the year, the food voucher program being one of them.
Now, there are still programs that are in the pipeline that we wish to highlight that they are still upcoming. And as we give this final briefing to the students, comrades and friends, we do not want for it to be a situation of there's programs that have been closed. There are programs that are still in the pipeline. There's a food voucher program that is still in the pipeline that we have since promised students, where a budget of 50,000 rands from the University Council was channeled towards that. Initially, the idea there was to channel the food vouchers to students in dire need during the lockdown, but we've had to rethink that program due to technicalities, and it's a program that is in the pipeline and will be implemented effectively before the end of the year. There's also a piggy bank challenge that was initiated through the SRC fundraising officer, and that project is also ongoing. The project is effectively aimed at ensuring that students take accountability and they are able to raise money effectively to assist them in the 2021 academic calendar.
EFF member Solami Buthelezi has applauded the outgoing SRC on setting up the university's first gender-balanced working committee. Buthelezi, however, feels the outgoing student leaders fell short in putting gender awareness programs under the spotlight.
Yeah, I did challenge the PYA to give us a woman president, but importantly to give us an all-woman executive. They took heed to that to a certain degree, because they did give us almost an all-woman executive. The deputy president down to the treasurer general are all women, and the president is a man. So yeah, I think in terms of them trying to adjust their policies to representation, they did work. I'll commend them. They took heed to my advice. But then in terms of their term and programs, etc., we didn't really see women being centered. I can't remember a program where women were at the center. And a program that's not just you know, programs that really speak to women issues, daily issues, we didn't really see those throughout their term. We can say coronavirus got in the way of basically all kinds of normal activity on campus. So perhaps they did have plans to address women issues and to exist as a structure for women. But yeah, we didn't see that. But in at face value, perhaps we did, and I can attest to that.
With campaigning at its peak on campus and also digitally, students have called on the SRC hopefuls to put the needs of students ahead of any political agenda.
SRC is a body, a governing body for students. I can put it in that way if that's the correct way of saying it, because they're representative. So itself as an organization or as a command of students, it should foremost think, focus on the students. We need to do away with political agendas. Honestly, we need to overlook. We need to actually not just overlook, to dig in deep to these political agendas where one party has to be against the other party and all that. They should put that actually way far before even thinking about it. They should first thing for the students. So that's what the SRC should be about. So it shouldn't be about any political agendas. It shouldn't be about any sort of favoritism or whatnot, because as much as we're dealing with corruption, I don't think the SRC should actually dwell to that as well, because with politics included in general, it becomes much of an issue to handle real straining issues, because people are focusing on their own political agendas instead of the actual problems at hand. So the candidates that are here to come in, although each and every year we get new candidates who are going to represent us, and although they're all different in their own way, and they actually put in different efforts for representation. So when you are a leader, you're as much as a follower. So it should be a concern of common collective issues that affects us firsthand. Then each and every individual student should be helped in any means necessary.
The Dean of Students, Jerome September, has urged all Vitsis to take part in the elections.
Hello, Vitsis. I come to you at a very special time. Difficult times, but a very special time. It's SRC elections, and your participation in the process is of utmost importance. Why is it important? It's important because SRC members become your representatives in all key structures at the university and beyond. They are your voice. They represent the very best of you. And so it is important that you participate not only on voting day, but also in the range of election events that are being held. It's your SRC. It's your voice. The power is in your hands. Please participate.
The two-day elections kick off on Tuesday. Students are urged to visit the VITS student portal for more information. For VAFM News, I am Kamakgelo Dinyeko.